This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first legislation signed into law since session ended last month.
House Bill 2149.
Senator from Ozark.
Senator Carla Esslinger of Osceola handled House Bill 2149 in the upper chamber. She says this new law will modify provisions relating to professional licensing.
This particular piece of legislation turned into a professional licensure bill with several things that got added in committee in the Senate and then on the floor. Also in conference, the language that was added from the senator from Cass was tweaked just a bit to make sure we incorporated all the sections and made the parties comfortable without exceeding the differences.
The amendment allows doctors and pharmacists to prescribe and dispense certain COVID-related medications without retribution. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says healthcare has remained at the forefront for 2 years.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, and we had to fight like tooth and nail to get billions of dollars in the healthcare industry last year with the FRA. We've got to stop working from behind. Education, we're 49th in the country in funding, and we have $2.5 billion in reserves right now. Let's make a statement. Safer communities, safer streets, better public education, and easier and better access to healthcare.
Portions of House Bill 2149 took effect upon the governor's signature.
Senate Bill 987, the senator from Dunklin County.
Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb sponsored Senate Bill 987, which modifies provisions relating to excursion gambling boat facilities.
Right now, only a few facilities, Cresville, LaGrange, and St. Joseph, operate their gaming floors on barges on the river, with the remainder having facilities inland. This would not be an automatic ticket for operators to move their facilities from the river to a non-floating facility. Any change would have to be approved by the Missouri Gaming Commission.
While this new law has nothing to do with gambling, Senator Rizzo says sports betting remains unresolved in Missouri.
That seems to be something that gets a little contentious over here for different reasons. A lot of things get thrown in together with that. A lot of people have a lot of different ideas on, I guess, gambling in the state of Missouri would be the best way to put it. I think that the state of Missouri wants gambling. They're sports betting.
Senate Bill 987 will become law on August 28th. The other five measures signed into law on June 7th include
House Bill number 2365.
House Bill 2365, which will modify the Early Learning Quality Assurance Report Program.
House Bill 1725. Senator
House Bill 1725, which will modify provisions relating to lodging establishments.
House Bill 2416.
House Bill 2416, which will modify provisions relating to off-premise sales by motor vehicle dealers.
House Bill number 1600.
House Bill 1600, which will modify provisions for retaining legislative employees when the Missouri General Assembly is not in session.
House Bill number 1697.
And House Bill 1697, which will modify provisions relating to cottage food sales through the Internet. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.